Well, Merry Christmas yet again. My name is Will Morris. I'm the pastor of Burns Memorial United Methodist Church, and it is always a delight to see so many of you. More than one of you have told me that you have fond memories of this place, that you have come back after many years. I'm hoping that you who are returning have not found your seats in places of current members, and there's been a scuffle for seats. We've had that happen before. But let me offer you our welcome. We are going to greet each other in just a moment. For those who are new to Burns or haven't been to church before or in a while, three things of importance for you. First of all, we will be celebrating the Lord's table, which in other words is called communion. In our church, we use bread and grape juice. What we will do is we'll have two different stations. This will all make sense as we get closer to communion time. As you come forward, as you're released by the ushers, we will pull off a chunk of bread and hand it to you. You'll move to the side and be offered a small cup of juice. And then as you go from there, there are baskets in front of me here and in front on the other side. You just drop that plastic cup in there, and then we'll have ushers on either side. Tonight, if you so choose to make an offering for Burns, what it will do is support our ministries throughout the year. We're very thankful if you would like to celebrate Christmas in a small way by offering some money to us. We promise to use that money for the glory of God and for ministries of our church. The final thing, and perhaps the most important thing if you're a good Methodist, is yes, you have come to church, and yes, we will eat. So when we're done here, what we're going to do is all go, if you leave the narthex and turn left, take another left, you'll be over here in our parlor. Many of the folks of the church have made cookies and sandwiches. We have drinks for you, and we would hope that you can stick around and join us in Christmas fellowship afterwards. So please make that a point to do that. We are a church of three congregations, two of which are currently, actually three of which are all here to offer our praise to God tonight. Burns Church is the mother church, if you will. The other congregation is in front of you, behind me, is the Tonga Fellowship, and we also have the Ghana Fellowship, the Ghana United Methodist Fellowship with us tonight, and all will be singing and praying with us this evening. How many of you are eager and are excited that Christmas is finally here? All right. Very good. How many times have you watched It's a Wonderful Life? Does anybody watch that anymore? Okay, I'm sorry. Thank you. Anyway, they tell me from listening to the weather forecast that Atlanta will have a white Christmas. That's what they're saying. I don't think we will. In fact, Mark Doctor is planning a bicycle ride tomorrow on Christmas Day because it's going to be 50 degrees, so we'll have to wait and see that. As we are moving into our celebration of Christ's birth, I'd ask you to open your hearts and pray for two sets of folks. One is Charlie Kern, who's a longtime member of our congregation, who's in the hospital tonight with an unknown prognosis. So we'd ask you to pray for Charlie and his daughter, Charlie. Yesterday morning, very early, one of our members, Kathy Moton, took off for South Carolina. Within about an hour of her arrival in South Carolina to see her mom passed away. So we will lift up our prayers for Carol Krause and for Kathy, who is dealing with the aftermath of a very sad occasion. So let's pray for those folks, because there is yet hope in Jesus Christ and in the birth of our Savior, that even those kinds of situations can be gotten through and can make us stronger and can draw us together as a community of faith. So let us keep those folks in our prayer. More to the point of tonight is joy and celebration. We have a tradition at Burns Church. Before we worship together, we get to know each other. And so at this point, I'm going to ask you, as you are able, to rise up on your feet, to turn to those around you and offer a handshake or a hug, and welcome each other in the peace of Jesus Christ. Merry Christmas. Okay, let me ask you to find your seat. As you're finding your seat, we had a name request for William Lakatui. William, are you there? William, you're supposed to be up here with the choir, they tell me. Okay, nobody look over this direction. Okay, it's true. I'll make a cultural generalization. Tongans are merciless. The expectation, the hope, the magic is nearly palpable tonight. I hope if you're young, you are excited about the birth of the Christ child, that you're excited about Santa Claus. And if you're older, I hope you can muster up what that the memory of that feeling. I hope you can share the excitement of Christmas coming. For four long weeks, we have waited expectantly. We call it Advent, which is the coming of the Lord. If you look at the Lord's table right now, you'll notice there's one candle lighted, and that is the Christ candle. We lighted that last year, and it has burned every Sunday since that time. So let me ask you to find yourself in an attitude of prayer and to listen for the coming of the Christ child.